Pod People.
Today on What Fresh Hell Is This? Nepotism, babies. Acknowledge your privilege, scumbags. Check your feelings at the door. You can fuck right off. Also, Mercury is no longer in retrograde, so all of my problems are solved? Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope that you have all been having a good week so far. I feel like every time we do a little, like, here's how I've been this week, I'm always like, well, my week could have been better. But I don't know, like, Mercury was in retrograde, whatever the fuck that means. Every time I'm in a bad mood for, like, an extended period of time, I check to see if Mercury's in retrograde. Not that I necessarily think that it fucking matters, because I don't, you know, I'm not religious, and also I don't know how much truth there is to astrology, but I do like having something to blame. And when Mercury's in retrograde, I'm like, that's it. That's the reason why things aren't working out right now. And eventually the planets are going to align, and then all of my problems are going to just disappear, and I won't ever have problems again. Nothing is set, you know? Nothing is just gonna stay after those planets align, you know? It's just like a fun little delusion that I have. I've had like a lot more existential dread recently. I don't really know why, you know? Maybe it's just like me seeping into my mental illness more. But I've just been having those like existential thoughts where I'm just like, wow, it's so crazy how like nothing matters, and how like, you know, there's no ultimate purpose in the universe, and we're all just kind of a result of like a chemical reaction that happened, and like now we're all here, and we're just living and having like weird conversations before we all inevitably die. But like, I know that's pretty dark, but like when I start to have existential thoughts and then I snap out of it and I like go and check my phone and then another celebrity has made a statement about being like a nepotism baby, I'm like, oh my fucking God. It's just, it makes me so like, I'm like, like, I don't know. I feel like a cord in my brain snapped recently and I'm just like twitching. The nepotism conversation, I know we keep having it. I know it keeps being brought up. And like every week, another one comes out of the woodwork to be like, well, here are my thoughts on the fact that my parents are rich and famous. I don't like when people hurt my feelings. And then everyone's like, okay. I tweeted the other day, I was like, every time a nepotism baby tweets about nepotism, a guillotine sharpens its blade. That's how I feel about that. Here's the thing. It's like, I understand why people in those positions get like sensitive about it. You know, they feel like their life's work basically has, or like their skills and their talent has basically been just like, you know, like whittled down to basically just like who they're related to, right? That's a bad feeling. I had like someone call me a nepotism baby once, which I think is just funny, like, because I'm not, both my parents are like, they're just like, they're, I don't know, they're just like random people who just have like normal jobs. And you know, I just started from doing like community theater, but I was like, just because like I'm like successful online doesn't mean that I'm a nepotism baby. But I just thought it was funny. They were like, you didn't have to work for anything. And I was like, oh no, I did. Don't worry. I didn't, I think the, only nepotism I had was maybe, you know, when my dad worked for IKEA, we got discounted furniture that would break a week later. So if that's nepotism, my bad. I acknowledge my privilege. I understand that it feels bad when someone's coming after maybe like your skills or whatever, but like the nepotism conversation isn't about like nepotism babies being untalented. It's just about the fact that like you already had an in the industry. Like you had a way for you to like get into the industry because of your parents, because of your last name, because who you're related to. Like, I don't think that it means you're an inherently like untalented or bad person. It just means that, like, you know, a path has clearly been like made for you. And I don't think that's a bad thing to acknowledge. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis like came out and was like, this conversation about nepotism is designed to hurt people. And I'm like, no, it's not at all. It's just about talking about how some people have like a really great, beautiful, successful road just like built out for them because of who they're related to. And that's okay to acknowledge and talk about. Actually, like Allison Williams, I think, had one of like the best takes on it recently. Allison Williams from Girls, and she was also in the recent movie Megan, which was fucking awesome, by the way. She basically said that, like, if you're confident in your skills and your talent, then it shouldn't be a hard thing to admit. It shouldn't be a hard thing to acknowledge, like, that you had, like, an advantage in the industry just by, like, having the, like, the parents that you do, you know, having the relations that you do. Because when you are, you know, a child of nepotism, you have access to things that normal people don't have access to, whether it be like, you know, your parents being friends with producers and like directors and like, you know, naturally you just kind of fall into that. And that's okay. I mean, Tom Hanks also like made a statement. He was like, the industry, the entertainment industry is kind of like a family business for us because he has, you know, his kids are Colin Hanks and Chet Hanks, which is like, Colin and Chet Hanks are sort of, in my eyes, like, if you've ever seen A Year Without a Santa Claus, they're like the heat miser and the snow miser. And obviously, Colin Hanks would be the snow miser because that's the like more like charismatic one. Like, he was like a little silly and like funny, and then the heat miser is kind of like the heat miser is the one that sucks. Like, the heat miser sucks. I know they don't, they both do the same song, they both have the same song, literally it's the same exact thing. They have their little their little, I don't know, like henchmen, the smaller versions of themselves that are like, yeah, he's the snow miser, but it's, so it's the same thing, but for some reason it's just like the snow miser hits different. And that's what Colin Hanks is. Colin Hanks is the snow miser. And then Chet Hanks, the like unhinged child, is he's the heat miser, the weird like heat miser who's just like, yeah, you're nothing compared to the snow miser. You're nothing, Chet Hanks. Moving on. But I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. You're, the entertainment industry is like a family business for you, right? But that's like when you talk about like, oh, it's a family business, like that either sounds like you're talking about like the mafia or you're talking about like a little mom and pop shop. Like, hey, it's a family run business. Mi amore and I, we run another like the pasta shop with all of the pasta. And that's not what they're doing. I'm like, you have millions of dollars and this is a huge industry and now you have access to very elite things. It's not just like a little family business, right? Where you're just like making pasta from hands and then big pasta tries to like run you into the ground, right? And then the community comes together to like uplift your little mom and pop pasta store, whatever the fuck Italians do, right? So it's just not the same. It's not the same, Tom Hanks. It's not. I heard Tom Hanks is actually like a lovely person, but the nepotism like conversation just like really frustrating to me as someone who has been like doing this for like a really long time. I've been acting for like 21 years, right? And when I was growing up and doing this and like going through school and stuff, like my parents didn't have a lot of money when we were growing up. Like, I had a single mom, you know, and she was raising like three kids, like pretty much on her own. And, you know, my dad like struggled for a while too. And like both of them were just trying to like make money. And that really worried me because I was like, I don't know if financially I am capable of like achieving the life that I want. And like, I have these really lofty goals for myself, but I don't know if it's like feasible financially because it costs money to like put yourself to like into school and getting acting lessons and like you know, when you're trying to make it, you know, as someone who doesn't have any sort of footing in the industry, you're like, you have to deal with like all this bullshit, like having like really bad jobs, like whether it be like, you know, customer service jobs, like coffee shops or like waiting tables or whatever, because those are flexible jobs that allow you to go and have auditions somewhere. You know, you need like a flexible job while you're kind of like hustling and trying to make it. It requires a lot of work, and there's like no, you're just like making no money and working overtime trying to make it, and you might not. And I think a lot of people like can't afford to suffer for such a long time in hopes that they'll like achieve their goals. And that's really sad, because what that means is that there are a lot of talented people in this world that will never get a chance to like show off their craft because they can't afford it. And that's sad. Then when a nepotism baby comes in and makes a statement about how it hurts their feelings when people talk about the fact that they have an advantage in the industry, I'm like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Like, you're in the industry. You have the thing that like people suffer and die for. You have the thing. And so no one really gives a fuck if your feelings are hurt right now. No one cares. No one cares.
We will be right back.
Hey, do you like having nice hair? Me too. I just spent 8 hours in the salon yesterday because I care about having nice hair. And therefore, I am an expert on this subject. And also, Kitsch feels the same way. And they upgraded familiar products into game-changing essentials beauty enthusiasts swear by. From satin pillowcases to time-saving towels, Kitsch knows hair care doesn't stop in the shower. Kitsch is now offering 30% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/stanzi. That's right, 30% off everything and anything at mykitsch, KITSCH.com/stanzi. Live your best life. Welcome back. So it's just like a whole thing. And Jennifer Aniston like said something about that too. Oh my God, this made me violently angry. Because this is the other conversation that like a lot of like celebrities are having right now, where they're just kind of like, anyone can be famous nowadays. And that's stupid, you know? And they're talking about like social media, right? They're talking about how like anyone can be famous because of like social media and how it's not like as special as it once was. And what they're really saying is that they don't like that, their like fame and luxury life is more accessible to people. That's like what that means, right? She said something about like, there are no stars anymore. And I was like, that is just objectively not true. But the thing about like social media, right? You know, there are a lot of untalented people, right, that are making videos online. It's, you know, the social media like realm is very accessible to people. We all have social media. We all have a phone, right? So we can like easily kind of do that. But there are a lot of untalented people in mainstream media as well. But like, there are also a lot of really talented people on social media who are just like hustling on social media, trying to like get their work out there and noticed. And that, I think, is like the really beautiful aspect of all of this, is that like people like me, you know, like Scumbag Dad are able to put their, you know, it's like you're able to just like put your work out there and have access to millions of people who like might see that and who really enjoy it. And you don't have to get it like approved by a studio or like get producers to back you. You can be your own actor, playwright, producer, director, editor, right? And that's awesome. That's like what I do with my work. I just think it's a great way for people to make a name for themselves without having to like struggle for years and years and years trying to break out into mainstream media. And celebrities think that's like stupid because now, like, you know, like for me, for example, you know, like I get invited to places, you know, like I just got invited to like the New York, like Philharmonics or whatever for like a, you know, to go see some like classical music. And I got invited to like a cocktail hour for that, which like when I think about that, I'm like, wow, this is really crazy how drastically my life has changed in the past few years. Because like prior to this, I was like, I feel lucky when I'm not negative in the bank account. And I like was just in customer service, like hating my life, like wanting to die all the time, like so angry at customers, exhausted. Like I had so much like back pain and I was just stressed out all the time. And like just the anxiety and the dread of feeling like I would never make it out of this cycle of never having enough money. And now I like have my own apartment in New York and I get invited to places because apparently I'm like cool enough now that like people want to invite me to things. Like, it's just like, it's really weird, but like celebrities, a lot of celebrities don't like that because now it's like their lifestyle is accessible to normal people. And that makes me so angry. That pisses me off so bad. And so, you know, this is just like, I've been thinking about this a lot. So I wanted to rant about this so bad. And this is just a great way to do it because it's my podcast and I can say whatever I want here and you just have to deal with it. But I was so like, I was like, oh my God, just, I need to just express this. I need to express this and like, and just put it out there because it pisses me off so bad. I'm like, okay, so like we have to care about your feelings being hurt because like you just have like an advantage in the industry, but like also like you're mad that like people like me are using social media as like a tool to sort of like bypass all of like the struggles that one must go to like make it in the industry. Fuck you. Suck my dick. And it's really not about nepotism babies not having any talent, you know? Like when you have talented parents, I think that that's like, I mean, my mom was like an actor too. Like she was, so I'm like, I think that a lot of that like can be passed down to you. What's her name? Like Maude Apatow. She's from Euphoria. I think she's great. I think she's a great actor. So it's not about like these people being inherently untalented, but I think they're when you get to that sort of level of like fame and notoriety, especially if you grew up in an environment like that, you are so fucking delusional. Like you have no real sense of reality. And I'm glad that people are, you know, trying to reality like check these people. And I'm also like, so much bad shit has happened over the past few years, and this is the thing that you're gonna fucking come out of the woodwork to be like, yeah, and you know what, I have something to say about this, I need to give my two cents about this discussion right here. I'm like, bro, there is so much bad things have happened in the past few years, like global pandemic, war in Ukraine, like war in like, you know, revolution in Iran, you know, just like all of the mass shootings that we've dealt with, and like these people stay silent, which is like, you know, you don't have to talk about every bad thing that happens in the world, but this is the thing. This is the thing that you're like, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to make a statement about something. It hurts my feelings when you talk about how privileged I am. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Fuck you guys. That's my rant for the week. All right. We had three episodes, right? Where I had guests on and that was fun, but we also need to have some one-on-one time sometime so I can just like rant and say all of the thoughts that I'm having, because if I don't and they stay inside, I don't know what'll happen. A violent outburst, perhaps. I don't have a priest that I can go to and like unload on, and I don't go to therapy anymore because I don't think I need it. But I did just say that I might have like a violent outburst, but I think it's fine. Okay. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that we can continue having these like one-on-one moments with just the two of us. And but I also hope that you're really enjoying the guests that we're having on. I have a lot of people who were really excited to hear that I was starting to have guests on the show. And I think that the show is just going to keep getting better and better. And some of the people that want to come on the show are like the most random fucking people that you'll be like, what? This person wants to like is like doing an episode? Like, yeah. And I can't wait. I can't wait for it. It's going to be so much fun. I feel better already. I hope you do too. And on that note, I will see you next week.